If we have no other comments or questions, then we're going to go ahead and move forward to reports. And that first report is Jake. Are you online with Water Development Board?
Good morning. Yes, I am. Good to see you all. I guess first I'll address, we are, as Alicia mentioned, we're developing guidance for how we're going to handle these amendment requests. I don't really have anything new to share with y'all. We're currently working on that. Just in general, we do anticipate amending the state flood plan at least, or probably once before the next FIF funding cycle. So if you get general questions about from potential project sponsors about getting into the plans for funding, just know that it is our intention that it'll be amended at least once before the next FIF cycle. So they should be able to get in for the next round of funding. So we'll keep you posted on when our guidance is ready for that. Okay, so for second cycle, we are still working with our contracts department to execute the contracts for the second cycle. We'll be able to get that accomplished before the June 2024 deadline, but just know we're still working on that. It's kind of an old newsletter by now, but there's still some relevant information in the November newsletter. If you're seeking any of that, of course, some of the dates have already passed, but still a lot of useful information about second cycle timeline. And then giving a little teaser about our state flood plan, we have sent the draft of the state flood plan to our board for review, which we'll be taking that to the board on May 9th. And it's anticipated that an open or a public comment period will open shortly thereafter. And you should receive an email blast regarding that, but just keep your eyes peeled for that. And that's all I've got for y'all today. Happy to answer any questions.
All right, appreciate that, Jake. And regarding contracts, you're talking about the sponsor contracts is what y'all are working on, correct?
Correct, yeah, sorry.
Okay, thank you. All right, with that, well, let's hear from our sponsor, Pam.
I'll keep it brief. Our next step for us is to engage with HAF for that technical consultant contract. We will be going to our board of directors at the May 20th meeting to get our permissions to execute the contract with the Water Development Board and with our technical consultant, which will be HAF. For this next planning cycle. And that's it. And you heard from Jake, we're still working on that, getting that contract before we move in place. That's all I have.
Thank you, Pam. All right. So in some ways we are ahead of the game. Like I said, I looked at a few other groups to see what they're doing. Some of them just are looking for their consultants. Some of them have met, you know, once and aren't meeting again until much later. Along those lines, there's a good chance we'll be canceling our June meeting. You know, thank you to Anthony and the committee to hustle and get the consultant going. Again, that will be working on that next planning cycle information that's already the scope set out there by the state. Our next effort beyond just starting on the second cycle will be this: how do we handle the amendment process? As we learn more, as there's an opportunity, as it becomes clearer, if we need to, we will, you know, move our meetings around and reach out to the members to see if we need to, you know, pull a meeting forward or whatever, so that we can be productive in our time. As you can see, it's 10:24 and we're about to wrap this meeting up. So we don't want to have meetings just to approve meeting minutes and monthly pay apps. So in the interim, if you have questions, feel free to reach out to Pam or to me. Remember that you can't reach out, you know, collectively as a group. We would be violating quorum. But if something comes up, please reach out, let us know, because if you're hearing about it, maybe somebody else is hearing about it and we need to deal with it in some way. Otherwise, appreciate everybody's effort at this point. You'll hear from Pam probably in the next couple weeks if we can cancel the June meeting, and then we will try to just keep you posted via email if we learn anything else.